So let's review. The Mishnah had mentioned that when the Kahal hears the name of Hashem, they respond by saying, Baruch Shem Kevoy Machus Eloi Lomvad. Agmar cites two psukim as sources. Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goyde Lelikenu. When we mention the name of Hashem, bring honor to His name, which we do by reciting Baruch Shem Kevoy Machus Eloi Lomvad. Zecher Tzadik Levracha, which is interpreted as, Amalem Navili Yisrael, B'shoshani Maskir Tzadik Olamim, Atem Tnu Bracha. When we mention the name of Hashem, Tzadikei Shel Olam, we should respond with a blessing, which is Baruch Shem Kevoy Machus Eloi Lomvad. The next Mishnah describes the drawing performed by the Kohen Gadol to determine which of the two goats would be designated as the Sar LaHashem and which would be designated as Sar LaZazel. Zok the Mishnah, Baloi LeMizrach HaZara LeTzafen HaMizbeach Hasgan Miminoi V'Reish Bis'av Mismoiloi V'Shom Shnei Seir. Kohen Gadol comes to the northeastern area of the Azara, where he is flanked by the assistant Kohen Gadol and the Av Bezdin, where the two identical goats are waiting. V'Kalpi Haisasham Uvash Negerolis Shel Ashkeroi Hayu. Near the goats was a wooden box which contained two wooden tablets, one upon which was written LaShem, and one upon which was written LaZazel. V'Asan Ben Gamla Shel Zav V'Hayu Maskir Nois LaShvach. These tablets were later made of gold by Rabbi Shua ben Gamla when he was the Kohen Gadol, and the Chacham praised him for this meritorious act. The Mishnah relates other enhancements in the Beis HaMikdash by innovative and charitable people. Ben Katan asa Yud Beis Dad Lekir, Shlohoyu Loi Elishnayim. Ben Katan enhanced the Kir so that it would have 12 faucets, whereas previously it only had 2, so that all the 12 Kahanim involved in the Karban Tamid could do Kiddush Demraglayim at the same time. V'afhu asa Muchni Lekir, Shlohiyu Meimav Nifsalim Belina. Ben Katan also added a pulley-like mechanism to lower the Kir into the Mayan at night so that the water in the Kir should not become possible by remaining out overnight. By lowering the Kir into the Mayan, the waters became connected with the Mayan waters and did not become possible overnight. Bunbaz HaMelech made golden handles for all the knives used in the Beis HaMikdash. His mother Hilna HaMalka made a golden chandelier which sparkled brilliantly when the early morning sunlight hit the chandelier, and all knew that it was time for Kriyas Shema. She also made a golden tablet upon which was written the Parsha Saita. Nicanor brought back special copper doors from Alexandria that were used in the Beis HaMikdash because of the miracles that occurred to the doors, as explained in the next daf. All these people were praised by the Chacham. The Mishnah had mentioned that when the Kohen Gadol performed the drawing to determine the Sar LaHashem, the Skan Kohen Gadol would stand on his right and the Av Bezdin to the left. The Gemara says that this is in line with the teaching, Shloisha Shehoyu Mahalchen Bederech, Harav Be'emtza, Gadol Biminai, V'Kat Mismaili. The Gemara clarifies that the Talmidim should not be even with the Rebbe, but a bit back from the Rebbe. The Mishnah mentioned that Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla had made golden tablets for the drawing of the two Se'irim of Yom Kippur. The Gemara here teaches that while this was a commendable act by Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, according to the Torah, these two lottery cards may be made out of any material. Although one might have thought that the tablet which says LaShem must be made of gold, just like the Tzitz HaZav, which also says LaShem, Kamash Malan, that it may be made from any material. However, we learn from the word Geirol Lois in plural that they must both be equal. Hilna HaMalka, the Mishnah related, had donated a magnificent golden chandelier for the Beis HaMikdash. When the rising sun shone on the chandelier, it would sparkle brilliantly, and people knew that it was time for Kriyas Shema. The Gemara explains that this signal that it was time for Kriyas Shema was only for the regular people who happened to be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Anshei Mishmer, the Kohanim on call, would get up even before Netzachama to daven, as they would potentially be occupied with the Avodah all morning, and the Anshei Maimon would daven later as they were occupied with the Karban Tamid at the time of sunrise. The Gemara next clarifies that the golden tablet that was commissioned by Hilna HaMalka did not contain the entire Parsha Saita verbatim, as we know that in Kesrin Megillah Latinik L'Slamet Bo, it's forbidden to write a small portion of the Torah as a standalone Megillah, but rather it contained the first few words of each pasuk, and the rest of each pasuk was written in Rashi Tavis.